Is that off? In the
background? Nah, G, nah. We ain't picking up. Am I live?
What y'all say? These dynamics?
Licensing.
What y'all say?
Nah.
Licensing. We ain't got sued yet.
That's because we didn't have shit before.
Oh,
I like that. Am I live?
Our last little 3,000.
Why do you niggas play music all the time?
Hey, hold on. That's nasty.
I think if you alter this, like you add like an explosion to it or something like that, a couple bombs, then it's the it's not.
That's a fact.
Rap. Do some, sing some shit, some licensed shit.
Number one, why you was recording the bullshit? Niggas wanna hear this bullshit.
Niggas do. They be like, yo, I wanna hear more bullshit. And I'd be
niggas
like,
don't say that.
Say less. You know why I record the bullshit? I just be trying to get the sound bites. I want a nigga to say some of the shit that niggas was saying in the car, in the street. When niggas is in the car. You know what I'm talking about?
He's trying to look, hey. You know he's still hurt. You know he's still hurt.
Hey, yo, Misha, is the video good? Well, actually, all right, hold on. You are the new London. But I must say, London, you look good today, London.
What?
This nigga London look thick today, son.
Hey, yo, when you're done recording, give me this SD card.
I don't know about y'all boys, but London looking good today. Yo, what up, man? It is Day of the Voice. This is the Outrighteous Podcast. I don't want a nigga. Niggas don't have to co-sign me. I'm not too cisgendered. What's up, y'all? It is
niggas
Day of the Voice.
Cisgendered out here, baby.
Yo, who are y'all niggas? I'm not introducing you.
Yo, fucking Bedside Benson.
That is
my versatile last name in the game. It's fucking lit. Hey, I don't know. My name today is Root Canal Benson.
You a sick nigga.
I need a fake root canal, my nigga.
You a sick nigga.
So I get some cash, bro. I'm fucking broke.
Why wouldn't niggas just go get grills or something and just call that with the, or veneers, and just be
the
like.
Veneer game is wild, bro. Niggas getting veneers for boomer. Niggas getting veneers is just as equal to BBLs for women, for niggas.
Oh, hell yeah. But wait, let's not go there yet. Let's not go there.
Oh, you want to go there?
I feel like, in the first two minutes.
I feel like if I had a veneer-like clinic, I would constantly play my shiny teeth in me the whole fucking time.
Y'all know the vibes. It's Don Jones, a.k.a. Baritone, shiny deepest voice in the game. The black business for the week is mine once again. No. DC Athletics. Shout out to DC Athletics. Camp coming this winter. I'm going to give y'all a little bit of a break. We did have some issues with the last one due to the venue and some things that went down in the Heights. Prayers up to everything that went down in the Heights. But this winter, we're getting active. Anthony's getting active this weekend because he always puts in the work. New young man Q putting in the work too. Both of them are headed in the spring to, I think they're both headed to Myrtle. So, shouts out to them already getting picked up to go on out there. We're Under Armour, All-American out there. Let's get active.
Wait a minute. Misha, is there an SD card in the camera? Okay. I was like, yo, I'm going to keep it authentic, and I don't even want to get too deep into this shit before niggas be like, there's no card.
Hey, look, Johnny, that's PTSD from when we used to be back at the old spot. And he's like, yo, we recorded this whole thing for 2 hours. And I didn't have the SD card.
Shouts out to the NDC studio. Yo, you're a bold nigga for running the DC Athletic ad and then saying the incident at the venue. The malice at the palace.
Malice at the palace.
The malice.
Everybody knew.
The malice at the palace.
Top five sports moment ever. And that was a moment that people should have known that black folks going black, no matter what profession or how much money they get.
We're here. All right, let's do it. All right, so let's do it.
Before you get into the current part,
okay,
do y'all remember where y'all were when the Malice at the Palace happened? Because I remember. I was watching the game.
I watched the ESPN version. This one, ESPN didn't give a fuck about censoring shit. So I woke up in the morning.
Before Disney owned it.
Yeah, nah. Disney always on, didn't they?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No.
Y'all can fact check me, but I don't think they did.
Don't care. I don't say it. So I'm waking up at my great grandma's house.
Okay.
Sitting on the pillow in the morning, watching SportsCenter like 7 o'clock before her news came on because you gotta get her programs in.
Gotta watch the programs.
Yeah, but she was kind enough to let me get the ESPN off.
Okay.
Nigga, when I saw Jermaine O'Neal hit this nigga with the thunder punch, King
Falco,
I said, I like the NBA. These niggas lit.
I'm not gonna hold you. I never actually seen the whole game. I was a little bad nigga who I was on YouTube in computer class in elementary school. I went straight to the fight. YouTube. Nah, I just YouTube that bitch. Ron Artest. This is my search. Ron Artest punches dude in the crowd. And I just seen
that's when YouTube. That's when YouTube really was like, you could type in anything, you get to a wormhole of bullshit.
Dog, before, yo, it's mad segues we could do, but we're not gonna do them because then we're in. But I was about to say before the algorithm was all fucked up, but yeah, we're not gonna, we're gonna save that segue.
I
knew we
was gonna go with that. Yeah. I was actually watching the game. Didn't think that was gonna happen. Then it happened.
Who was the team? Who's all on the team?
Detroit Pistons and the.
Nah, I know that. I'm saying who was all on the teams though. Do you know?
You watched the Mouse of the Palace documentary?
Nah, I don't watch TV for real.
On the Pacers, the main ones were Steven Jackson, Jermaine O'Neal, Reggie, but he wasn't playing at the time. He was in a suit.
Ron Artest.
Wait, was Reggie giving niggas the business in the?
No.
Oh, Reggie, I was about to say.
This was Reggie on his way out.
Oh yeah.
So they were on paper, they were supposed to win the NBA championship that year.
Okay.
So Reggie's hurt this game against the defending champs of the Detroit Pistons.
They brought Jermaine O'Neal in to help out.
Yeah, they brought Jermaine O'Neal in to help out. Young Ron Artest. They went and got Steven Jackson from the house. Like, this is supposed to be the team that's supposed to win.
Okay.
And then you got the Detroit Pistons with Chauncey Billups, Rip Hamilton, Ben Wallace. I don't think Tyshawn Prince was on the team yet, but he might have been.
Not yet.
But
this is like the building of like what the best Detroit Pistons team ever.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they at the Palace.
Yeah.
At the Palace. It's the end of the game. The Pacers are up. And Ron Artest fouls Ben Wallace a little too hard.
Yeah.
Ben doesn't really like it. They get into some words. And you know, Ron Artest goes and lays on the scorer's table. Then the infamous beer flies from the stands.
And that shit.
And that's when it goes bad.
You know, when I think about that shit is almost like how in the Marvel Universe, how it be those little things that start those big-ass different timelines. I feel like that beer being thrown at that nigga Ron Artest, when you see, like I didn't watch the whole doc. I literally have seen the YouTube fight.
You just seen the fight.
Yeah, I've seen
niggas
the fight.
Niggas going nig.
And when I seen that shit, bro, that shit was looking like a fucking war zone. It was entertaining as fuck, though. I'm not gonna hold you. Basketball ain't been as entertaining since. But that shit right there, nigga, that was a different fucking league.
Imagine getting a beer thrown at you and you just like, you know what? Fuck it.
Nigga, imagine your son. You at the basketball game. Let's scenario this shit. You're at the basketball game. Your son loves Ron Artest.
Oh, no. Let's even go back further.
Okay.
This is your first weekend having your child because you're on child support. Your baby mom said you ain't shit.
Come on, son. Hey, wait.
And you told your baby mom's like, you know what? I'm gonna take my son to a basketball game.
Yeah, son.
And I'm gonna prove you I'm a good father. Even I haven't seen this nigga in 4 to 5 months.
Johnny, and she telling him he ain't coming.
But then you like this. But then you look in her eye.
Yeah.
You kiss her on the cheek to remind her what the fuck how the baby was made.
Now you and your son is at the game.
However, you got the good seats because you got your income tax check.
Come on, son. This is before COVID relief.
You done paid off some bills, so you ain't getting no popcorn or no damn pretzels. You done snuck in about 3 bags of Lay's and wrap snacks in your damn drawers.
Not you went hard in the beginning, and then the nigga got lazy at the end of the game. Nigga start sneaking shit in at the end.
And this is after 9/11, right?
This is...
Whoa, let me find out that has anything to do. No, I mean, I know that. I'm just saying.
I can't make a joke about
it. It was after 9/11. It was after 9/11.
I think it was after.
So, like, security's like, it's lit, but it ain't lit.
Yeah.
It's like a little wine.
No, I'll say it might be. Oh, you're saying in terms of, like, the winding and all that stuff.
Yeah, niggas ain't checking niggas' balls for the fucking, nowadays, they'll spread you up. You feel me? Back in the day, checking for the rap snacks.
Nigga, and then your son, too, is like a fan of these niggas.
I'm talking about poster. Poster.
He and that bitch in his bedroom. He got the court.
I interviewed a kid after the game. He said, I will never come to another basketball game again.
All right, let me ask you this. Was he
white? You know the answer.
Okay,
he's
then.
White.
Okay,
you
then.
Son, my ass like shit.
Son, I'm in that bitch like that. Get in there. Get in there.
Man. So now think about this. Imagine you and your son. It's getting spicy now. But you try to like, you telling them night dudes, hey yo, be smooth, my son here. White folks always respect you, you got a kid with you. They won't fuck with you for real. No, they'll fuck with you. They'll fuck with you around you, but they won't directly fuck with your kid.
They'll fuck with you systematically.
That makes sense. I'm saying. They'll acknowledge the kids there. And they'll be like this. fuck you. They're like, yo, calm down with the cussing. All right, cool. They're just freak you. Like, yeah. You feel me?
They'll fuck with your education and your finances. Yeah, they'll
factor in your kid. Right.
Yeah.
Imagine that beer getting thrown and that nigga come up there and hit this dude right in his shit.
And,
your kid, like,
the son probably was reaching for like a hug or something too. Like the son probably saw the nigga and was like, "Oh shit,
Ron,
Dad, look,
it's Ron." Yeah.
And that I have never seen it. I feel like it ain't but so many punches where you've seen niggas like fall over off the one punch. Usually, it take a nigga to run down on you. He gotta sweep your feet and shit.
Nah, you know what? On a black person, yeah, but on a white dude. They probably been in many of those.
She probably extra soft. Yo, tell Wilder that. No, tell Fury that. Fury the nigga that fighting Fury fighting Wilder is that this weekend? Yeah, that's this weekend. Fury and Wilder. But that's different though.
I don't remember.
That's different.
But hold on, think about go keep going. We still on the round test?
Yeah, we still on round test. Your son's reaching for a hug. He sees Ron. He's still Ron at this time. He's not even meta. Nah. He gives a fuck less about world peace.
This is wrong.
You're
it's
getting Ron, that nigga mama son.
It's Ron.
Your son who has the poster, he does the turnaround jump shots in his bedroom. Ron comes up in the crowd. He reaches for a hug. He looks at you. You're the best fucking dad in the world. Even though you only come around on the weekends, and that's every other weekend.
Type shit.
And this nigga Ron Artest balls his motherfucking fist up. Looks at your daddy, punches this nigga. Your daddy falls. Actually, was it the first nigga, a big ass black dude, who knocked the nigga out?
Nah,
it was he hit all white people.
Oh no!
And then one Hispanic dude.
Wait, Ron Artest was just hitting white people?
It was a white person who he hit.
All I remember is though this nigga Jermaine O'Neal.
Oh, hold on. Let me give him a round of applause to this.
Imagine though, bro. All I remember is like Jermaine O'Neal literally. Running up, power sliding, and slid into a punch.
The crazy part is he slipped though, because they talk about him Malice in the saying. Palace. But Reggie Miller said, "Yo, if he doesn't slip, buddy's dead." Imagine 6'11" running at you full speed. And then what's funny is Jermaine O'Neal then said that was self defense.
To this day,
I'm not mad at niggas though.
I'm not claiming self defense.
Ain't no cap. Back in the day, the niggas got a couple games. They didn't get a full season.
No.
They came back the same season.
Steve Jackson got, they got minor suspensions. I think Steve Jackson got like 28. Jermaine got like 15. But Ron Artest got for the year.
Yeah. Well, that nigga's punch was.
He started.
Yeah, that
now,
nigga.
If it was today's NBA, he wouldn't be in the league no more.
All right, dead ass. All right, what NBA nigga y'all think y'all could throw hands with? Like if that shit happened today, what NBA niggas you like?
Any
niggas
a point guard? Any point guard?
Nah, Russ a point.
Any point guard inside?
Russ a point.
Russ a shoot point. A true shooting guard.
Russ is a point.
And Russ
may have a body. He may have a body of a shooting guard, but that man is a point guard.
I think I could take any G League or third string point guards.
They ain't even letting it get.
Or
the
no,
third string.
I can low key take. I could take a center too. Let me tell you why. Listen. I'm juke moving any of them niggas.
This nigga Boogie
I'm
Cousins
hitting the
jukest.
No. If he touch me, it's a wrap.
Nigga,
but
his
wingspan. if I can hit a knee and hit a bounce, hit a knee again.
Now he trying to fight this nigga like it's an Adam.
I'm gone. But if I can, you ever see a nigga? You ever like a nigga tell you like, bro, if he get his hands on you, it's a wrap.
Oh, that nigga.
That's the type of nigga. Like, bro, if I hit two kneecaps. It's a wrap. Especially nigga with a PCL, MCL, past injury. Oh, I'm hitting that nigga something so crazy in that nigga knee.
I feel like I could work with Chris Paul. I feel like me and Chris could
Chris
shoot
Paul?
The fair
one. Chris Paul will beat the shit out of you.
Nah, I'm telling you.
Chris Paul trying to fight niggas for real.
Yeah, he do. He be cheating. I see that nigga punch a nigga in the nuts one time. Yeah.
Chris Paul a little bitch. He fighting a little bitch.
I go fight Chris Paul. I fight him fight Dennis Schroeder.
Hey, you know.
Dennis Schroeder might sleep your
he
ass.
He might. He got long arms too.
You know I'm not fighting though?
German. He different.
Yeah. I'm not fighting Bron.
Hell no.
Bron got them bitches.
6'8"?
Bron got them bitches. You know Bron got them bitches. Because Bron looked at niggas like, looked at niggas crazy, and the niggas was like.
I think Austin Rivers would be my first.
Austin, hell yeah. No. Austin Rivers. I fucks with that.
Austin Rivers,
I fucks with that.
No, I mean, I need a mellow brother.
Mello brother?
Mello brother. There's three of them niggas.
Hey, G-Lo White not be good at hooping, nigga. Right. That nigga catch a body, nigga.
I think Steph's off, too.
Nah, he got too much. Nah, you sleeping. Steph got way too much to lose. He'll fuck around and try to kill you.
Steph, every fight that happened on fucking Golden State.
His parents just got a divorce too, because messing around moms was sliding.
Every nigga, please. He's sleeping. Every fight I see on Golden State, that nigga soft. Now, Draymond got them bitches for sure. Draymond got them bitches.
I think it's some niggas.
If you talk as much shit as you do, you better have them bitches. And that nigga is probably the most shit talker I've seen in the league in a while.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of sports, this is a different segue. Speaking of sports, we did kickball. Me and Don did kickball like 2-3 weeks ago. I think you were in Buffalo? Probably.
You were somewhere.
Yeah, y'all didn't invite me. It's okay.
I didn't organize it. I swear to God, I could barely organize a pot.
That's true.
So? Wowzers. Hey, listen, I'm getting my shit clean out the way. So listen, we played kickball. It's been a long time since I played any type of sport. I thought that maybe the track shit would translate.
You got struck out at kickball?
I'm gonna tell you because he gonna lie.
I'm gonna tell my truth.
So we get there. I'm gonna paint this picture. We get there. And first off,
who organized kickball game?
We'll talk about that later. But that's you were crazy. Gone. Now. No, you were actually gone. Now.
I was gone.
Like, you were gone.
I really do. You were actually gone.
We get ready to have a whole heart to heart.
You know why? Because you said, "Oh, I can't pod this weekend. I'm going to Buffalo." And I think we either did that shit earlier or didn't do it at all.
Okay. No, you're right. No, because you did the episode with nigga from the what's it called podcast, two pulled up.
Yeah.
Before Terry's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah, so cool. Come on, bro. Look, I know you're going to be upset, even though, I mean, it's okay. He does go places without inviting us. But we're not going to talk about that.
It's okay.
Because we're talking about kickball. It is very true. But anyway, so we get there. Teams are getting to get picked. And Devin is one of the captains. So I said,
You know what's the key to being the shittiest nigga on the field is to be the captain of the teams. Because you're never going to get picked last.
That's there true. You go. Never get picked last. But guess who got picked last?
You.
Me. Most athletic nigga out there.
No, they saw the knees.
and we got the dub. So 8-2, you lost? Your team lost? Yeah.
My first one.
Yeah. So then, you know, we go through the games.
First kickball game?
Yeah, we played two games.
All faces your first kickball game. I said, do you have a childhood?
Right. Let me find out. Y'all don't do that in Maple. Yeah, like, y'all ain't do that Chanel? I know y'all closed and all, but my fault.
Oh, go ahead, Don.
So, game two. Mm-hmm. Then they want to switch up. I got picked first. Then you take another L?
I did, but this L wasn't as bad. I put, like, mad points on a boy for
right,
my
but
team.
Then you also dropped the ball, like, 3 times. Where
y'all play at? Where y'all play at?
Disrespect me.
Up in Heights.
We're the Malice at the Palace.
Malice at the Palace.
What I'll say is this, Don.
So I went 2-0. I'm not going to name drop, because I did promise everybody I wasn't going to name drop with y'all shitty asses, but I hope y'all listen.
Here's the thing too, Johnny. What I realized is this nigga Don did exactly what Drake does, right? Don, in that moment when he got picked last, he started telling himself about all this shit that people never did to him, but it happened. He started, niggas never
I did.
Wanted
you know,
to pick
remember me. When, remember when Mike on Last Dance, they say he made that shit up? I made all that shit
Son,
up.
This nigga started talking about niggas never wanted to pick me, niggas don't fuck with me, and how this nigga Drake be like, I ain't never been embraced. All types of shit that we be like, Drake, you're fucking lying. This nigga Don started lying to himself and got in that bitch and start doing way too much. I thought it was a friendly fucking game of kickball.
Was not.
And no. This nigga starts.
This nigga scores.
Fucking running around the.
This nigga scores.
Yeah.
Now I'm in the field.
Yeah.
I'm in the field.
Yeah.
Dev touches home plate and sprints out to me.
Oh, I'm talking shit.
And calls me a little nigga.
I'm talking all
says,
types of shit.
Says, you shitty as fuck, you little nigga. I said, whoa. Okay, now you have to lose.
He kicks a home run.
I threw a beer at him.
Nah,
he had help. On the table. I threw a beer at him.
Right.
Told my son stay in the back.
I'm dead. Moral of the story is these niggas took a fat ass L. I had to turn up one time, but now I realized I'm not as young as I used to be. Cause I was sore as fuck for 2 days after that.
No nigga, ice up,
son. That shit had me fucked up too. I ain't gonna hold you. That shit had me fucked up, bro. I woke up the next day breathing hard as fuck. I'm like, I need
my body different.
Yeah, I'm breathing different.
I'm breathing different.
I'm out the fucking game, man. But
since we speaking of NBA and stuff like that, man, what's up with your boys, man?
Who Johnny,
what's
boys?
Up with your boys?
Man? I don't have boys in the
what's
NBA.
Up with your boys, man?
Yeah, I know. I wish.
Your
I wish.
Boys out here.
If I had boys in the NBA, I would not be here.
I ain't mad
what's
at
up
you.
With your boys? No, these is ex-athletes.
Come on, talk to me.
These are ex-athletes.
Talk to me.
Getting in indicted for falsifying paperwork.
Oh, the Root Canals.
The Root Canals. Defrauding Ooh. League. Just Ooh. Defrauding. We Give got Tony Allen.
Does this count as snitching?
No. It's already out there. It's an article. I found it.
Niggas, snitches love finding loopholes.
Hey, look.
Documentation. Snitches sell when you're already on the paper.
Shannon Brown with the probably, to me, the top 10 greatest block of all time.
And wait, and hold on, too. Hey, let's give a round of applause to Monica for making sure she got out of that shit before it got this bad, bro.
Shout out to Monica.
God damn, Monica.
I wasn't even hit, bro.
Speaking of Monica, why I just found out what the acronym MILF stands for. I never knew what the acronym stood for to this day. I knew it was like an old woman that's fine, that had a child, but I never knew it was mom I like to fuck. I never knew that.
This has been another episode of the Outrageous Podcast.
I never
podcast.
Knew that either, but who took
know.
It
man,
there,
for
though.
Real, all that.
Oh, no, that, no, no, all no, that no, no. I'm not talking about you. Bro. I'm saying who created the MILF acronym.
I don't know. Damn. Pervert niggas? I don't know, but I just never knew that it was the acronym that stood for that.
I didn't know that either.
So, then he tried to dog us. He tried to dog me, but we both didn't know it.
Nah, that's news to me.
He's outvoted, too.
Nah, you got your news
Go back
today.
To the story, sir.
Yeah, nah, so.
No, so what's up with y'all boys, man? Over here, defrauding the NBA.
Hey, I ain't mad at niggas. Get out. Let me tell you something. Niggas gonna nig, okay? Niggas gonna nig. And no matter how much money, that number half the niggas on the list don't even play no more.
They don't. All of them are former NBA players.
And they don't probably got no money.
I feel like the niggas, all the niggas that play, maybe the only nigga that was close to being an all-star was the closest nigga to being an all-star was the defensive nigga that we talked about.
He
may have been. Yeah, Tony Allen. Tony, and he may have even been an all-star.
Don't Big Baby. I think Bynum was too.
Don't Big Baby got a ring?
Wait.
Big
Baby, but that's not Andrew Bynum though, right? That's a different Bynum.
No. Not William Bynum.
Yeah, William. I've never heard of William Bynum. No, that's not Andrew Bynum.
You know, it sound like one nigga had like a pyramid scheme meeting. Like for $2.99 a month, you can make millions of dollars.
Imagine a nigga telling you though, like, yo, listen. Cause niggas, this is why I'm hesitant of niggas with good ideas, man. Because niggas always never a nigga with a good idea.
Nigga, what?
Yo, son. I'm telling you. I'm hesitant.
Talk. That's probably the funniest shit I heard all week.
I'm hesitant
of niggas with great ideas.
Niggas,
it sounds too good to be true.
Yeah.
Imagine you the type of nigga, bro. If Steve was like, bro, I want to make a processing computer that is just lit. Or like, yo, the niggas that made Google, I should make a website that you just type some shit in and the answers come there for you.
Nah.
Or nah. Yo, we should make an app that you could trade stocks in
that's
user-friendly in the interface.
Their ideas don't even be that good. They don't be original ideas. They be like, yo, I found this loophole that we could do in this system.
Oh, you don't like finesse ideas.
Yeah, finesse good ideas, though. Where niggas be like, listen, man, this is what it is,
man. It sounds too finesse, that's too good to be true.
Dog, the money is right there. That's Sorry. Every nigga favorite thing to say. Bro, it's easy money. You it's be right like, there.
Yeah. So you too lazy to take the step in advantage?
Yeah, nah, son.
Nah, that's how niggas go to jail.
That's how niggas that they get niggas.
How much did they say that they took? Do we need to do a quick Google?
Like 18 million?
It was like 18 million, something crazy.
And then I just found out it was news. It wasn't like news, but you had reminded me off mic that they get that $100,000 stipend post retirement. Yeah. But the only thing is like 100K. Oh, you got to do 5 years to get the 100K?
Oh, I wasn't that much.
100K, not a lot compared to
what they
salaries
beat. It was about 3.9 mil.
What the fuck were they frauding?
And they got 2.5 in fraudulent reimbursements.
So you telling me they 18 niggas cut $2 million?
How much is that?
I don't know, but I ain't. I mean, like
2.5, it ain't
for their salaries. It's not enough.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like for us, nigga, cut me. Cut me.
You said a root canal. Niggas got their wisdom teeth pulled.
Oh,
I
would
have actually did that shit though. Like I would have been like, nigga, I'm gonna just go get the surgery. I got they going. What I'm gonna pay the copay? I'm gonna pay the little $50. I got Medicaid right now.
Imagine your goofy ass going to surgery and smiling off the anesthesia and wake your dumb ass up with cuffs on. Like, got your goofy ass.
Nigga, I still got. Hey, I'm taking my shit to court. What is it, 3.1 or 3.9?
3.0. No, it was 2.5 that they actually got.
2.5 divided by 18.
Bro, what? 2.5 million. You want to do 2.5 million?
Well, I was trying to do the quick version.
Yeah, I see you. Chanel, I was trying to do the Chanel education.
I know you not talking.
Nigga, ooh, got my degrees, brother.
Ooh, hey.
I do, too.
Talk your shit, King. Ooh.
I do, too, King. nigga. And I didn't have to finesse that shit either.
Hey, brother, don't matter. The jobs don't care.
That is true.
You feel me?
Yo, trust me, I'm learning now. I got my first check today. Yeah.
Hey.
I got my first check today, and I'm like, damn, I might need to go back to what I used to do, man. Speaking of niggas getting finessed,
what's up?
Finessed. The social media niggas. I think you might know a little bit more than me.
What about Facebook? Oh, so basically what happened was this. Listen, Johnny with the inside scoop.
Come on, son. E60 with bedside.
Oh, yo, PSA. I've been a PSA in a minute.
What's up?
Hey, niggas, stop thinking that these social media platforms give a fuck about you. They don't. They really don't. I'm going to tell you how. So,
I'm going
to tell me why.
This lady that used to, I don't know her name, but she went on 60 Minutes. 60 Minutes is them niggas. 60 Minutes probably top two.
Are you talking about the one that just came on this Sunday?
Yeah. 60 Minutes is top two journalists, like, segments ever.
But wait, hold on. Before you continue, does it seem like they go quiet for a second and then come back with some fire?
60 Minutes always got fire. It's just like, it really what your flavor is.
Okay.
Because 60 Minutes is the same niggas that broke the story that cigarettes were not good for you.
Who told the R. Kelly shit, though?
No, that was
I know that was Gail.
That was Gail. That was
oh, but that
CBS.
Wasn't a 60. Okay.
That was CBS.
Okay.
Go ahead. CBS. Shout out to Gail too. That low key put her in journalism hall of fame for that interview. But that's what I'm saying. So the lady was like, she basically said she downloaded mad documents from Facebook, which owns Instagram and WhatsApp. And so she said that Facebook knows that Facebook and like social media is hurting young adult mental health.
Yeah.
They know there's not been a decrease in violence on the app, and there's not been a decrease in hate speech on the app, which they promised to do. I think a couple years ago when it came to like George Floyd and like Trump and all other things too.
That era.
So. But they promise they will keep like improving the app and flagging certain shit, but they're not doing it and they don't care. And it's proven that like they know about it, but they just really don't give a fuck. So whistleblower, you see me?
Yeah, you feel me? I feel you. Come
so,
on, son.
The next day, you know, niggas went on the app. I thought I'd unplug my router. You feel me?
Nigga, use your data.
Nah, nigga start his shit. But then I hit the data. I'm like, hold on, my ground fucking up.
Yeah.
Then I went to Twitter. My Twitter was cool. I saw, oh, yeah, Instagram fucked up right now.
Yeah.
It was fucked up for like the whole day.
No, it was.
Niggas, and that's the thing about it though. Niggas lose. And this is how crazy our social media has become integrated in our lives in such a short period of time that niggas lost mad fucking money.
Yeah.
And I think Instagram, Facebook and shit, they said they lost an estimate of like $7 million that day.
Billion?
Yeah, I think they said billion. I don't think it ain't million.
I don't think they worried about that, though.
Nah, shit. Hell no.
Let the check get it right back.
Yeah, but a bill's a bill. You feel me? Someone got fired, though. Someone got fired that
Absolutely.
Day.
But you think that shit was about that shit? So I had seen
you
something.
Think it, nigga said it was a connected. I can't say. I'm not a tech guy.
Conspiracy theorist.
I'm not a tech guy, but I mean, it's coincidentally after that. Yeah, but also too, I mean, I don't know whether they shut that shit down for that much money. I don't fucking know. I don't put it past that nigga Zuckerberg.
Who the bigger finesser? Zuck or
Zuck.
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 The NBA players.
Zuck. Zuck.
Who finessed more?
Zuck. Zuck stole an idea from two twins or two brothers.
Talk to me.
Stole the idea, created Facebook out of spite.
Okay.
Actually, no, he made Facebook because his girl broke up with him. Made a rating website for the chicks.
Damn,
shit.
That was Zuck?
Oh, Zuck.
Damn.
Then the twins found out this nigga can code his ass off. Hired him on. Partner with him to create this app that connected the frats and stuff together like friends and shit.
Yeah, like what, at Harvard, right?
At Harvard.
Oh, the Alphas was on that shit?
Nah, G.
Ah, son, I was finna say.
Hey, fuck around. I
was finna say.
Nah. I ain't gonna hold you. Compared to Harvard, Alpha's on the totem. I was on the bottom shelf. Skull and Bones and them niggas,
okay.
The real McCoys, you
okay.
feel me?
Okay.
So he started the website shit. He said, you know what? I ain't really fucking with these niggas. He took the idea, created Facebook, but ghosted the other niggas. Mm. When the niggas like, yo, what's up with the progress on the coding and shit? He's like, yeah, I got y'all niggas. Yeah, cool. Because he said, like, yo, at first he wasn't going to let them in his frat, but then he was like, you know how to code, we'll let them in the frat with all the other shit. Then he created Facebook, and he found out shit was lit. Then the nigga that created fucking Rapster, was it Rapster, right?
Napster.
Napster came on, got fucking sued his ass off, was fucking a girl from fucking Princeton, I think.
Is all of this in...
Yes. Yeah. Was fucking a girl in Princeton. The girl he was fucking was like, y'all gotta check my Facebook shit, whatever you call it. Because only for Ivy League schools at first. Mm-hmm. He was like, yo, nigga, we take this bitch to the motherfucking level. Them niggas spent the summer in Cali for one summer, had all the homies at this one house cooking up fucking beans and rice, my nigga, and they was fucking lit. His homeboy, his roommate, was a nigga that was with him the whole time. His roommate did some little funky shit with a chicken in a fraternity fucking... a ritual.
Okay.
Keep this in mind. Now they building Facebook out. The nigga from Napster was low key like cutting into the bullshit. His homie was like, yo, watch out for this nigga. I'm trying to look out for us. Man. Now Facebook lit, right? When they go restructure the deal, trying to give out like the divvy up, like they about to go public or some bullshit popped off, they're trying to divvy up the money. Man, that nigga went to the office and said, yo, why the fuck my cut ain't there? He said, nigga, your cut ain't there. You feel me?
Damn.
Pulled up on Zuck. He was like, nigga, it's all about the chicken.
Damn.
Nigga, Zuck cut him out his fucking, cut him out the name of the fucking Facebook because over a chicken, my nigga. And them two twins sued Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
And I think they either proved it, and then they proved it so much, this lawyer's just like, listen, nigga, the best thing for you to do is literally just pay them niggas off and we can sign an NDA and they'll shut the fuck up. But pay them niggas off, because I'm telling you right now, your empire is going to fucking fall if you be so damn egotistic. See, I think he had Asperger's or like some type of autism.
Like, yeah, he's like autistic, something like that. Like
who, Marcus?
Yeah, Mark weird as fuck.
Man, these niggas be so lucky, bro.
What? Yo, son. You said the niggas with autism be so lucky?
So fucking lucky.
Hey. Yo, the niggas, shout out to every nigga with Asperger's and autism, because them niggas be fucking lit.
Because
they good at one fucking thing.
With ADHD struggling.
Them niggas be fucking lit, because I'm telling you, every nigga that be made some tech shit, them niggas is fucking weird, bro.
Let me ask the real question.
Talk to me.
Do y'all think it's possible to become a billionaire without doing some fuck shit to somebody?
It's not possible. You have to do a nigga dirty to get a billion, probably even a million. Nah, I say... 100 million, you got to do a nigga dirty. In a billion, you got to do niggas grimy and greasy with no Vaseline.
What you think? That nigga die. He must agree.
No Vase. You like agree. For 100 million, you could throw the KY on there and get a nigga greasy.
Yeah.
But for a billion,
I'll wait till this nigga done.
Raw and dry, nigga.
That's nasty. No consent.
None.
I didn't ask him.
You got to do him greasy.
Just did it.
But no grease.
Then
what my nigga Ice Cube say? No Vaseline.
Nah, what you think? You think niggas can become billionaires without doing somebody dirty?
This level of description got me so...
You gotta let niggas know. You gotta let them feel it.
Do I think, can you...
Pause. I didn't mean that. That was bad timing. I didn't mean it like
you okay?
that. I didn't mean it like that.
Right?
I
didn't mean it like that. But you get what I'm saying, though. But Don, what you think?
I'll say, do I think it's possible? Yes. Is a common no.
You said you think I make
is
a billion?
Is it possible? Yes. Is it common?
You
no.
saying a nigga can make an honest possible? Billion dollars. An honest
yes.
billion.
Yes.
What? Name an yes, honest billionaire right bro. Now.
What Warren do?
Warren been fucking niggas in the ass for so damn long with stocks and shit. You tripping.
I don't know. I don't know enough about Warren to know if he been out here fucking
Name
niggas.
One honest billion niggas. Them Walmart niggas definitely not. The Walmart family, them niggas assholes. Them niggas paying niggas $10 an hour.
Yeah.
Is Disney not honest? Was Disney?
Nah, Disney was Disney. No, I'm about to go through it.
Let's go through it all.
He was like this. How you feeling to my trap?
No, you got the Disneys. You got the
Disney wasn't though.
No, listen. You got the Disneys. You've got the Gateses. Like you've got Microsoft. I'm asking because we talking about William, we talk about Bill, we talk about all of that. Like because I need to know, you know, for me, since we talking about it, show me documentation where we know. Okay, Mark had a movie about how he fucked niggas over.
Now for Disney is on paper that nigga was a racist, and then on paper that nigga was like he was like a, I want to say a, he was a Nazi before like. Them niggas cooking Jews, but he's still a Nazi though. Like,
he's like a Nazi believer.
Yeah,
right. So just for my understanding, for the sake of conversation,
what's up?
Are y'all talking about morally? Or are we talking about strictly business? Because that's what I thought we were talking about.
What you talking about?
Business fucking somebody over and just being a good fucking person or
No. You can be a good. You could probably be a good like.
Because we said an honest $1 billion.
Nah, ain't no such thing as honest billion. Nah, because to get a billion, nigga, you got to go through mad motherfuckers and mad niggas gonna play another nigga for them to get to where you at, and you part of that chain loop too. Like Jeff Bezos, a part of that fucking chain loop of niggas getting fucked over, no matter if it goes to a desk or not. He hired a nigga that someone hired somebody else to fuck someone else over. So in a sense, like, you fucking niggas over because you know how much niggas getting paid, you know how much his niggas is working, and you know how much you fucking over another nigga's trap to be a billionaire. Like, he had to literally contract his own delivery services and shit to cut out the fucking UPS, the post office. So now, even if you is a good nigga that invite us three to the damn dinner table for Thanksgiving, you still fuck the nigga over because he got laid off indirectly because your ass made a business decision. So you know, such thing as an honest fucking billion.
So is it not just business? Because we had a discussion
there's nothing morally good about business. Capitalism is going to fuck someone over no matter how you put it. No matter how you put it, there's no such thing as a good dollar.
I think a good dollar is the dollar that work in the best situation for you.
But situation for you
ain't always the best for somebody else.
So look, you got a job, right?
Yeah.
Best situation for you.
Yeah.
But guess what? You got a job and someone else what?
Didn't get it.
Exactly.
Tough.
Tough luck.
You want it? Anybody still looking? Nah. I mean, listen, I feel like it's like this, though. I feel like when it comes to business, I do think it's ways to not necessarily harm niggas. Like, you can get more money than a nigga, or you can get another nigga, but I feel like once you start talking about the shit that, like, honestly, I don't think the shit that Mark Zuckerberg and them did is so morally wrong to where this nigga should be potentially, you know, even conversations about him going to jail. I feel like the conversation need to shift from, like,
for the current whistleblowing thing he did.
Yeah, like, because in a sense, it's like this, man. It's like, what is the algorithm isn't forcing you to do anything.
Nah, I think maybe it's different because. I heard this somewhere, mm-hmm. either on the radio or someplace.
Yeah.
They were saying, oh no, I heard on Code Switch, NPR podcast.
Okay.
Lit. They're talking about BBLs and shit too. About the rise of BBLs and shit.
Okay.
And they were saying that like how maybe us as millennials or even older people can be like just turn the phone off, right?
Yeah.
Cause we grew up without a phone.
For sure.
But now it's way different. For how we look at certain things. Like, that's like us telling someone, like a 70-year-old nigga telling to turn TV off. Mm-hmm. That wasn't really a possible thing for us to do.
I used to get tight when my granny would say shit like that.
You see what I'm saying? Because
count your fucking days.
That was our phone. So us saying like, oh, the algorithm and shit. Like, nah, like that shit is tailored. Like, the reason why you check your phone, it's like the same thing, the effect of like a slot machine.
Yeah.
You checking it to get the reward. It's a fat-ass documentary how this shit's so fucked up. And how that shit warps your mind. That like, nah, I think it's a test of ethics. Like, it's a new thing. So now we test the ethics when it comes to social media. Like, how it affects society, how it affects bullying, how it affects people's, like, self-esteem.
But, like, science is not a ethical thing. And I think the algorithm, in a sense, is like a science. And I feel like with science, it's not necessarily about being ethical. It's more so about, like, figuring some shit out and then being right. And I think with the algorithm itself is you can create your own algorithm.
Yeah.
But if you decide, like, I want to look at chicks with BBLs all day, mm-hmm. your algorithm is going to be chicks with BBLs all day.
It's, but it's deeper. But I'm saying, like, and I can't break it down how deeper it is, but mm-hmm. I'm telling you it is deeper than what you're saying. You feel mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So, mm-hmm. like, you're saying ethics and science, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to put ethics within science, because if there was no ethics in science, why don't we clone humans?
It's unethical.
Exactly. Yeah. So, like, there's a certain line we draw within science and technology mm-hmm. because, like, some shit's unethical. If it wasn't ethical, you know, it's fucked up shit. Like, the reason why we don't do mustard gas in war is because of ethics. It's war. Does it fucking matter?
Not you could kill a nigga, but you can't kill a nigga like that.
No, there's laws against that shit. Like, if we use mustard gas or poisonous gas on the battlefield, niggas are going to jail.
Nigga said, we can shoot you, but I would never, ever
there's use laws mustard to wars.
Gas. Mustard gas. But going back to what Johnny said, what you said, though, and you said, like, okay, Mr. Amazon.
Jeff Bezos.
Jeff Bezos. I mean, I just call him Mr. Amazon because that man is doing his thing.
Yeah, all for sure. He definitely getting
you
to
said
it.
He then undercut, we'll say, UPS, FedEx, DHL
mm-hmm. yeah.
for making his own delivery service.
Right.
Is that not just a business decision? Because Nike makes clothes like Adidas makes clothes.
In China.
You said what?
In China.
Right, no, but they're still making clothes. Yeah. So it's like, what, I come up with a business idea, and just because UPS is already there and been established, I can't do that?
I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm saying that.
But that was one of your arguments as to why it was wrong.
No.
Because people are losing jobs for UPS because they have to get laid off.
The dollar ain't clean. I'm not saying this.
What makes it dirty
is that you're investing in capitalism. In capitalism, no matter, there has to be a winner and a loser. Because if it was an all win, that's socialism.
You remind me of somebody that I know by saying that, and I think you know who I'm talking about.
I don't, but we can say it offline, though.
All right.
But, like, there's no winner or loser, and that's the main problem with capitalism, that, like, someone has to get fucked over in the end. So, like, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying that those points I made to prove that the dollar ain't clean for new niggas. It is a business decision, but it don't mean, just because we accept in sight don't mean it's not wrong. It's not a clean, how can I put it? It's not a dirty dollar. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. It is wrong, Loke. It is wrong, but also, too, that's how our society is set up and engraved from the test of time. So, like, it has to be like that because we ain't fucking with socialism.
Everybody not going to win, though. Like, what false-ass reality do people live in where you never going to, you know, where you never going to have people that try to do you wrong? You never. I feel like the people who be like, no, get rid of capitalism, get rid of that shit, it be like, how do you ever expect to make anything to take care of your own people then?
I think that it can, like, and not saying I'm a socialist or I'm like, I fuck with communism or what's it, Marxism?
Marxism,
whatever. Because I ain't fucking with the Russians. But, like, I think in theory it can work, but also, too, it takes a lot of motherfuckers to not have greediness. And that's like, once greed gets into it, it's not possible. Like, it's really, like, how it is right now, it's literally not possible to take down a capitalist society. It's not, because it's so engraved and niggas have so much money, they're not giving it up. Cause I'll be damned. And that's just me. Cause that's why I argue with capitalist niggas. But they be like, oh yeah, Jeff Bezos need to give a dollar. Da, da, da. I said, I'm gonna keep it a bean with you, B. If I work my ass off to get to $100 billion, man, it'll be a cold day in hell if I give it to anybody unless I want to do it. That just may be how I think, though, because I come from struggle. And even it don't matter if you came from struggle or not, you don't give nobody nothing that you don't even know who the fuck they is. That's not even human nature no more. The instinct of good is not even there no more.
I think that and I'm not really arguing against capitalism or, you know, the billionaire.
We just niggas living.
Yeah, we really.
Talking about we niggas nigging.
But not how fucking the NBA players was nigging.
Oh, yeah, them niggas.
I tried it, though. But so, you know, the gap, though, that they say between a billionaire and a millionaire and the niggas who make $1,000 and the niggas like us who finding their way, that gap is so big that I think that's where they say it becomes unethical. Because they're saying, like, nigga, the gap to $1 billion in itself, all of this shit
the middle class is gone. There's no thing. I say no thing, but the middle class is like gone.
It made me wonder why they even waste our time teaching us that shit. Was it still there when we was in school?
Middle class?
Yeah.
You could be middle class. Yeah. Middle class is definitely popping back in the day. Not no more.
Oh, yeah. Right now, I'm poverty.
Nah, middle. Mm, What is middle class considered? Like, what, so, what tax, well, what tax, well, bracket?
Tax bracket, middle class is like household, probably like 100,000
as a household.
As a household, probably 100.
You talking about modern day?
No, modern day. Now, middle class is probably like, well, it depends on where economically we're looking. Because middle class for Cleveland Heights might be different than middle class in Twinsburg or Solon.
But just okay.
DC. Like, it, because those, that's where I gauge your middle class, because like Cleveland Heights is so diverse. You have people who are in the poverty in Cleveland Heights. But you also have people who are middle class, upper middle class. And I, you see actually what you're saying. Some rich motherfuckers in Cleveland Heights.
So let's say from a Cleveland base, Northeast Ohio.
Y'all start. I'm gonna pull up something.
Okay.
Okay.
And so we say, damn it.
Cleveland-based Northeast Ohio. Cleveland-based
North Ohio. We'll just say like 150,000 is.
That, I think that's more than middle class in Ohio.
That's not more than middle class. That's middle class. Because think about it, your household. The household. Not just one
okay,
man.
Okay, I see what you're
household.
Saying. Yeah.
That's like you making 75.
She making. And, yeah,
you feel
yeah,
me? That is very easily, especially in your 30s or 40s, that is very like obtainable to make $70,000 a year.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Or 60,000, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. We niggas make, you could be middle, damn near lower middle class with 80,000 mm-hmm. in a whole household.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So, but like that shit is like slowly but surely like.
That shit's gone. Been gone. That shit's been gone.
I wouldn't say been gone. It's surely but surely fading away.
I feel like though the one thing that Don was talking about is I understand where that shit becomes the so regional based, because I remember when I was looking at that, I was trying to get that job in Seattle and that shit was like paying like $50,000.
But that's different though.
But then the Seattle price of living was so fucking high that $50,000 out there was the fucking what I make now
but
here.
But that's different. But that's
talk to me.
But okay, look, middle class in Cleveland and middle class in LA
mm-hmm.
is two different, but it's two different costs of living.
Right.
So then you could. So if I could, so if I make 50,000 here, I need to make 80 in LA. Now 80 in LA is woo, like damn. You make 80 in Cleveland, then you are living downtown. Yeah. But 80 in LA ain't the same way, but that's the same way. If like you need to make damn to make a like a house in LA could cost you a meal easy. A house in fucking $1 million house in Hawaii is what the fuck me and you, all of us live in. It's $1 million in Hawaii. Just depends on like that's economics right there.
I don't live in a house.
Yeah, so
I don't have a house.
So in 2018, so I couldn't find recent, but we're going to use 2018 just for the sake of
that's
conversation.
Recent enough.
Yeah. Recent enough. 2018, lower income was, just for round numbers sake,
26,100.
Was
lower income.
Lower income. So you got your low class.
That's for four people in the household?
That's for four people.
Well, a
mother and a father earnings in
okay.
the household.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Middle class.
Yeah, that shit's nuts.
That's
middle class $30,000 a person.
Was 80,100. So if you're middle class, you're 80,100.
Okay.
And then your upper, you're richer.
Upper
middle class, because this ain't really talking about your 5%ers
upper
and
middle.
All of that, was 183,400.
Damn.
180.
We
done party.
180, nigga. I love you. That's crazy thing about like us saying 180 is like, damn, that shit some bread.
Yeah.
But I know for a fact that ain't shit. Cause think about this though. Imagine all of us right now, right, how much money we got right now.
Yeah.
Right? You got your job. I'm fucking still poor and unemployed. And then Don got his job.
Yeah.
But even when I did have a fucking dollar, it still wasn't enough.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, you feel me? That shit still ain't enough.
Yeah.
So now like when we get to 100,000, like Biggie said, more money, more problems. No matter how much money you got, you're still gonna find a way to make it a problem.
Yeah.
Because A, we live in a society that we always need more. Two, once you get some bread, we like, damn, I wanna do more with it. Either invest it, take trips,
mm-hmm.
be fucking lit, and get more bread. Cause if you can make 100,000, why can I not make 200,000? Life is fucked up. That's why capitalism is so fucked up, because it's like a high you keep trying to chase, and then you don't really, and then when you getting high, you feel me, you start getting selfish. That's why like junkies be fucking like so tunnel vision, because they don't give a fuck about anything on anybody else.
Crack.
They don't.
Yeah,
they'll nigga be overdose right here and still be shooting up.
Yeah,
like they you so damn tunnel vision. That's what niggas be having like a couple friends keeping it pushing.
That's why niggas will lie and say they got a root canal.
You feel me?
I wanted to ask y'all this shit. I had seen this shit.
You know, we also broke niggas. We talking about that capitalism shit. Shut the fuck up.
I wanted to shouts out to y'all.
me too.
I wanted to talk about this shit, man. This shit, I low-key had seen this shit towards the end of my day, but I wanted to talk to y'all about this shit. So Dave Chappelle dropped a new special on Netflix.
I didn't watch it.
I haven't watched it yet, but
you watched
it's
it?
Already hit the
I'm be real with you. Before you even continue, Dave Chappelle is funny. Say that disclaimer. But he's not,
high take.
I tell
you,
he's not my go-to comedian to listen to.
Anymore or like in general?
Who's your go-to me? Go-to comedian?
Before you pass, Bernie.
Okay.
And then Eddie's old stuff, like when he did his stand-up in the All Red joint, was hilarious as fuck.
For sure.
So like, so Kings of Comedy style. Older go-to. Like, I don't like
Kings of Comedy niggas.
Yeah, Kings of Comedy niggas. Okay.
I feel like my funniest Dave is killing them softly. I feel like
I don't know specials for real. I just know like jokes.
Okay. Well, I'm not even going to explain it. I wasn't searching for.
I'm just
Yeah. But right, okay,
So go ahead. My fault.
So Dave Chappelle released a special recently, man. It's on Netflix. And in the special, he made a joke about DaBaby, right? And this joke about DaBaby was how the LGBTQ plus community thought that they could cancel this nigga or get rid of this nigga DaBaby when the nigga killed somebody in Walmart and that couldn't get rid of him. Like the nigga has an actual body on his hands that he caught in a Walmart.
Self-defense though. Gotta quit it.
A body is a body though. A body is a body.
It's not a body.
You kill a nigga, you change completely.
A Zodiac killer and DaBaby is two different type of niggas.
Yeah, but you kill a nigga and you change completely though. If you killed a nigga today, you not the same. Yeah, you're not coming in this bitch talking about.
Right, but
the most versatile.
What I'm saying is you made it seem like a body is like a body. That's what I'm saying. Like a body isn't just a body because it was self defense versus him actually like a serial.
Okay,
killer.
Well I'm not even gonna argue because I've never killed a nigga.
I don't have a body either. But I'm saying like it's two different type of murders.
Okay,
that's what's different. Murder charges.
Well. Niggas thought they could kill the baby's career. So Dave Chappelle made a joke about that shit. And he said that exact same thing. He said, I have no idea how the gay community could think that they could get rid of the baby and you can't even get rid of this nigga. Long story short, I get on the socials today. They're working. They're back working. Mark's back at work.
Yeah.
Love to see it.
Yeah.
And love I the see
they
that they
cutting us a check.
I see that there's a specific organization. Shit, cut me in some of that
Mark,
shit. I piss these Mark, niggas off every week.
if Mark was gonna cut his own niggas a check, he definitely cut us a check.
I would piss these niggas off every week. So, man, I seen the Shade Room had tweeted or posted that Dave Chappelle Netflix is being sued because they want. I found it. The National Black Justice Coalition asked Netflix to pull Dave Chappelle's The Closer special over comments deemed transphobic.
They're not pulling that.
This is a quote from them. It is deeply disappointing that Netflix allowed Dave Chappelle's lazy and hostile transphobia and homophobia to air on his platform. Director David John said in a statement to Deadline, with 2021 on track to be the deadliest year on record for transgender people in the United States, the majority of whom are black transgender people, Netflix should know better. Perpetuating transphobia perpetuates violence. Netflix should immediately pull The Closer from its platform and directly apologize to the transgender community.
They're not doing it. Then we got a contract, number one. It's not shaking the table.
That part's not shaking the table. Here's what I think is shaking the table.
You about to shake the table.
I think at some point, bro, we got to stop. I think a lot of times when we hear certain stuff or we see certain stuff, we project our experiences onto that stuff that we hear and see.
Stop banging the table. It's going to pick it up. Thank you.
Oh, I got a joint. It's going to kill it.
Nah, it ain't going to kill it. Bang your thigh. Okay.
So listen, I feel like, man, a lot of times, man, people will project their own experiences onto certain things that they hear or see, and then it takes it to a level that it may not have been intended to be taken to. Now, I haven't seen Dave Chappelle's special yet. I need to watch it, and I'm going to spend the block on this next week when we record to make sure that You know, I'm either stand on where I'm standing or I say I was wrong and I apologize. But what I am saying is this, man, is I don't think everything is always about like, yo, this shit is perpetuating violence. I think if anybody is familiar with Dave Chappelle's content, that nigga shakes the table. Every single special he does, he gonna shake the table. He gonna say some shit that's like, wow. Matter of fact, I think the most recent comedian to master shock value is this nigga. And this is the same type of shit that gives him that attention. And I'm not saying that Dave Chappelle is an attention seeker. I think he's a genius in what he does. But I feel like people are overreacting.
I think like the root, well, maybe just me, how I process a joke. He was saying, like, y'all pick and choose when you want to cancel people. And I've been said that on this podcast many a times, that niggas want to pick and choose when the fuck they want to cancel niggas. Because, like, he was saying, like, bro, like, y'all cancel. When he dropped a nigga in Walmart, no matter self-defense or not, he still dropped the nigga. We didn't say nothing about that.
And when he slapped the girl, I've been trying to get this nigga the baby the fuck up out of here.
You feel me?
Yeah.
But yeah. He said something about the LGBT community. And it's lights out. But also too, like, it's kind of like how we look at things. Like we're not immune, but like it starts
desensitized.
With desensitized.
Come on, Don.
Thank you.
Heights.
Give me my shit. Thank you.
we're desensitized to violence.
Absolutely,
we are. It's just that's not even like a. Yeah.
You know the vibe? I mean, so, we just sat there and talked about catching bodies.
You feel me?
Yeah.
So, but we talked about like offending someone's like aura of life. Nah, that shit not the way. Not saying he not wrong for baby's not wrong for what he did, and not saying like, but also too, it goes to a big conversation like what is like appropriate to say when it talks about stand up comedy.
So I'm sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
What I'm saying, like, that's really what it is. That's the question I bear to the group is like, what is the point that like. What can and cannot be censored? Because it's kind of like in stand-up comedy, like it's kind of like a stand-up comedy is like kind of like a mirror. It's literally comedians just turn the mirror and literally saying like the world, look at what the fuck y'all doing. Mm. We've done that, especially in black comedy where we really don't talk about like knock, knock, who's there. We're really saying like, nigga, this shit happened to me. Like this is the bullshit that's going on. Yo, this is what it is. It is what it is. So, like, is there a cap on that? Is there, like, a, I don't know.
Unfortunately, there isn't a cap, but I will say this, and some people may take this, what I'm about to say, as a hot take, but I feel like it's a fact.
You cooking today.
Fact what? What's the fact?
To me, it's a fact that the reason why, or part of the reason why they try to cancel the baby with this, you know, cancel culture and all of that is because... He offended. Now, I'm not saying African-American men, women, children, all of that aren't a part of the LGBTQ plus community. Mm-hmm. Not saying they're not.
Yeah.
But when you offend white people.
This nigga spitting.
When you offend white people.
This nigga spitting.
You in a whole different ballgame.
Whole different lane. Sir.
Whole different lane. Sir. Just if we go back to the previous episodes where we were talking about how the baby was getting kicked off of all these festivals. Tours and festivals. Who was running the festival? White people.
You can't offend
white people. Nah, and I hate to say it, like, because if you think about it, if you even think about it, right?
Ain't gonna work for you,
pal. The comedians that go on stage and talk about the real life shit that's going on, 9.5 times out of 10, they're African American.
Yeah.
And they're talking that real shit.
Yeah,
they're talking the shit that goes on. Not just about their shit. They're talking about, like, Dave Chappelle is, and I've watched Dave Chappelle's shit, not, you know, like Dev has, but I've watched it. He talks about shit going on. He will bring up shit that is going on in today's world.
Dave Chappelle's stand-ups, and I'm not cutting you off, you can keep cooking, but Dave Chappelle's stand-ups are actually not really very much stand-ups. They more so just watching a nigga monologue. Yeah. It's like monologuing with a nigga.
Which, you know what's crazy? It's Shaun the Netflix. Netflix low-key brought back, like, stand-up comedy.
Yeah, I would agree with you. Like,
they brought back stand-up comedy.
They
kept it alive.
I don't know if it was gone yet though. No, but I'm gonna stand on my statement.
Yeah. They brought it back because like niggas wasn't. You know who is going to go and buy a DVD for stand-up comedy? That's some shit our grandmas used to
do. But remember, it had transitioned from DVDs to like pay-per-view and movie theaters because Kevin Hart was part of that transitional phase.
Cool, but what I'm saying is this. But also, But as a small comedian, now if you Kevin Hart, Dave,
yeah, you're going to do whatever you're going to do wherever.
Not even Steve. Real talk, if you're not Kevin Hart or like Gabriel Iglesias or like a fucking George Lopez, like the Mecca niggas, because even though comedy is big, comedy is still niche. Yeah. Like it's brand name niggas. So if you're not even, what's that girl name that had her own show?
Sarah Silverman.
Nah, the girl that dated 50 Cent.
Chelsea
Handler. You ain't want them bigger names. You're not really, niggas ain't fucking with you. Mm-hmm. But Netflix gave an avenue for smaller comedians to have specials. Yeah. So like, you got, I forgot her what her name. She this little real like masculine girl.
I know who he's talking about. I was waiting to see.
It might have been.
That's
Sam. She got a show.
I was waiting to see how this nigga was going to.
Yeah, I would have
said. Nigga said him. It was like.
I don't want to say D word.
How does Dave say it?
I don't want to say D word. Yeah. I'm trying to work on my vocab. But, she got a show on HBO, don't she? Yeah, her. Yeah. Funny as shit. But I would never would have known of her if it wasn't on Netflix. Mm-hmm. But Netflix gave it a lane for fucking comedians to comedian. Comment.
Do y'all think that we are, when we talk about the algorithm, right? Yeah. Like when we connect everything that we talked about today, we talk about the algorithm, we talk about people shaking a table, we talk about people doing people dirty. Yeah. Do y'all think that, like, as, and I'm not trying to have this as the old black toxic niggas, but do y'all think that we have transitioned into a space of actual self-awareness or just very high sensitivity?
Both.
It's definitely both, but I think, you know, we're in, not in this culture, but as time moves, we're kind of in this openly, let me express myself kind of, whether good, bad, negative, whatever, however you want to spin the table. It's like, we've gotten to this point where we're going to express ourselves no matter what, whatever that looks like. So whether it's people getting canceled because I'm upset, whether it's we're praising them because we love them, whether it's okay, because if you think about it, even like how we portray African Americans when people are on drugs. Rest in peace, DMX. They said he was a drug dealer all his life. Yeah, oh, it was about time. But then, what's her name? She was on Disney Channel. Oh God,
Demi Lovato.
Give me a whole
constantly on and off of drugs.
Whole crack.
Oh, she's sick. She needs help.
She ain't no damn help.
Yeah.
So it's different. It's different. Now we're just, you know, and now we're in the social media age where everything, like, you know, like we've been talking about, is on access on the phones, on the computer, on TV, on, you know, any app you go on to has got an ad. After you playing a game, 30 seconds into you playing Angry Birds, is an ad for something else. So it's like, for me, it's always like, what the fuck are we really doing?
I feel like as black people, we sort of master, if some shit offends us, we stay the fuck away from it. Like, here's an example.
Yeah.
Niggas is not deep diving into, like, the white Southern culture. Because niggas is like, you gonna find some offensive shit. And when I say white Southern culture,
we mind our
I'm
business.
Talking like, yeah, like, we like, yo, I already know what I'm gonna get from that shit. I ain't watching that shit.
Depends on the topic. I think it depends on our severity. Like, we know, like, white people going white. But when it started like getting to a point where it's like, okay, nigga, nah, you didn't got out your white little lane.
Yeah. But okay. I feel like nowadays it's like people are like, I don't even give a fuck if I watch your shit or like your shit or don't like your shit. The fact that you have this platform, I don't want you to have this platform. I feel like a lot of times niggas say, I'm not trying to combat hate with hate, but they hold stance on getting niggas canceled is off of hating niggas or off of hate that they have for niggas.
I think it's like so many different. I think it's like, one, I think we come to a point in society we like, bro, I'm not about to, like, we just not gonna even do this today. I don't keep getting like talked too crazy. You feel me? Not even just right here, just period. Like, if you gay and you keep getting nigga caught, nigga saying like words and shit and wild shit to you, you like, bro, nah, I'm tired of that shit. Like, especially I got power to make a change. Nah, you tripping. Like, I can understand why them niggas, what festival was that? Rolling Stone? Rolling Loud. If you a gay male at Rolling Loud, gay woman at Rolling Loud that's running some shit, you the director of something, and he say some wild shit like that on your stage.
Nigga, no, what? The baby, yes. I'm not talking about.
Well, I'm talking about overall. Okay. I'm talking about just period. I'm just saying, use an example. But like overall, like, especially, like, bro, you work in a space. I think we're getting tired of, like, working and being in spaces and then have to tolerate certain shit. Now, if you at home, go be a Klan member at home. but not in the office. You ain't pulling that bullshit here with my piece. Now it's my business. Your home business is your business, pimp.
Yeah, but I'm go saying, burn a flag I'm over saying there. When it comes to Netflix, though, I bet you $1 million is shit that you like, that looks like of no interest to me. I'm not watching that shit on Netflix. Facts. So for a nigga to like if Dave Chappelle saying whatever the fuck Dave Chappelle always says in every single special.
But it's different. I guess it's different because like it's on a national platform. B, it's like kind of like one of those things. It's like even though a nigga said it for so damn long, it doesn't make it right. Just because it's longevity doesn't make it right. It's kind of like similar to Bill Cosby. Like, just because a nigga been touching women for fucking 30 years, it still make it right or wrong? No, it's still wrong. Like, what he said was, if you think it's wrong, I'm not arguing if it's wrong or right.
Right.
I'm saying, period. Like, if you believe it's wrong, no matter if you've been saying it since fucking Dave Chappelle show.
All right, is gay people untouchable to make any comments on? In y'all opinions. Right now, I personally feel right like now, yes. Right now, I feel like yeah. You could talk about everybody on this everybody planet, but you cannot talk about gay people.
Right
call,
now.
You can call niggers with a hard R and still won't get no flack.
But also, I'm not going to like.
I feel like the two people that you can't say nothing about or you're going to get canceled is women and gay people.
Yeah.
You can't have an opinion on women.
White women and white gays. Cause I'll agree
with that. White
black,
women.
Black gays ain't getting this.
They don't protect black women like white women. Hell no.
And don't protect black gays. Let me tell you this. Cause a lot of like, how can I put this? I'm trying to say this without, cause I'm not like in that LGBT community. So I'm trying to like say it
appropriately
way.
And shit.
Yeah, but I'm gonna say it. If someone correct me. But a lot of like certain shit that like black, like white gays get their mannerisms from and shit comes from like drag and shit like that. It comes from like black gays. Like comes from like our 100%. Culture. Like a lot of that shit comes from our culture. Like you ever seen like a white gay dude that's like very feminine and very like flamboyant, and that's cool his vibe. But you just tell you like, yo, this is like black.
Yeah.
Like one dude, hey honey, he was like, give me the fun. He was saying his whole. I said your whole platform is black. That's a black woman. You're talking as of a black woman.
Yeah.
You feel me? So they don't fuck with, bro. It's been many times like black gays and got beat the fuck up, tortured, all that shit. They don't give a fuck about that shit. But once the white gays was getting like, once white gays stood up and said that shit's the same thing on women's marches. Like nigga, that women's marches was for white women. That shit was for all of them. That was for white women only.
Hell
yeah. They wasn't fucking with us.
Even the Me Too shit.
Everything that is movements, but unless matter it came fact, out of black people.
With some of the women that Bill Cosby got in that situation with white?
Oh, you know the vibe.
Okay.
But I ain't gonna say no. Hold on, Tom. What you mean by that, brother? Because I ain't gonna agree with you.
No, I'm not saying. I'm literally just asking a question.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I was gonna make sure I ain't gonna get
him. He thought he was setting this thing up again.
Yeah, you about to keep drive me with it, drag me no, with this
I,
nigga.
Hey, listen, hold on. I might drag this nigga into a lot of shit, but I'm never gonna drag him into some shit that's gonna fuck his life up.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, listen. Hey, they can keep their clicks. I don't wanna fuck nobody life up. So I don't, but, and I'm saying that laughing, but that reality is like, that's how untouchable niggas is to where that shit will fuck niggas' lives up.
But I think also too, I think it's about that time for like them niggas to get their shit off though. You've been saying some, bro. You ever watch an old like early 2000s comedy?
Man, somebody shared some shit from Andy Milonakis.
You know how much homophobic shit they were saying in that damn in them early 2000s sitcoms, even like the 90s sitcoms. Like, I didn't even really peep until I watched the Parkers and shit. I'm like, god damn, this shit fucked up.
Well, I've been watching me and my girl been watching Modern Family. You ever watch that shit? They be getting shit off on Modern Family.
They get off on Modern Family.
Yeah, I'm like, God damn.
They don't give a fuck, bro. So I think it's like, I think it's time. Just the same way, we ain't allowing that bullshit in our spaces. They ain't allowing that bullshit in their spaces.
But you think the weight hold the same then? Like, the weight don't hold the same. That, for me, it's like, okay, if we gonna be in these different fights that we're all in, because we're clearly all in different fights.
Yeah.
Let's hold the same weight for the fight.
I think
because we're not in the same. Now, granted, naturally, I already know. Don't nobody need to tell me we are black people in America. It will never be the same. Right. I need everybody to know that I understand that. I know that firsthand. It will never be the same.
Yeah.
But I wish upon a star that the same energy we bring there is the same energy we bring when it comes to black women. Same energy that comes when it comes to black men, anything that has to do with us, because it don't hold the same weight. It don't.
I think we think like that because I think like black struggle and like the LGBT struggle is probably the only two struggles that are very, very similar. They're different, but they're very, they have overlapping like qualities that make it like, damn, my nigga, like you could a gay person, black person could talk right now and they'll have very similar like fucking like, damn, my nigga, like, you get called some, a word, too? Yeah, I do, too. Yeah. Damn, you get denied fucking food because how the fuck you are? Yeah, me, too, nigga. Like, that shit crazy. But the difference between that is you have an LGBT community is different shades of people. When with us, it's only, like, one, not one shade, not skin color, but just one shade is black. Like, there's no...
You know when a nigga black.
Yeah, like, it's black. Like, it's black only. Like, black people are black. You could be an Asian LGBT, fucking, you could be black trans, you could be Muslim trans, you could be a whole bunch of different types of people and still identify with a sexuality.
And I think, too, like, I think black is the most profitable culture. Black culture is the most profitable
it
culture.
It is. It's the dominant culture. It is the culture.
And it's hard to, regardless of how hard you stand on some shit, if that shit is the most popular, the most profitable, the most powerful, it's gonna be hard for the entire culture to stand on some shit. I mean, it's the same way, you know, we say that shit as a joke, but like, yo, if Mark Zuckerberg said, yo, here's then we'd be like, okay, nigga, you talking a little something. So if I can make a million off of talking about killing niggas, whether I killed him or not, he can make a million, you can make a million, she can make a million. Well, fuck it. Let's make our quick million, do whatever the fuck we got to do. And then even if this white boy who not black can make a million acting like me, you, and her, then fuck it. Let that nigga make his million because I made mine. It's hard. Like, I think, even when you, and I don't know if this is a reach, but even when you looked at how country niggas was mad at Lil Nas X,
I know they was pissed.
Because of how hard it is to break through in country. Like, how hard it is to break through in that shit
in a black,
and become a world superstar.
And a black gay male
do that
took
shit
over
a
country. Think about this. A genre that was ours then got over to these old racist white folks. Ain't that shit crazy how, like, a whole genre was literally ours at one point?
Wouldn't be the first time. They
well, hey, you know...
Then
a black dude came back, made a song off of just being funny, just being silly.
Shit,
made
slap.
A song, took over, had Billy Ray Cyrus, a country legend in they world, on the hook. And then now he got a full naked shower scene for his next album. Ah, oh, they was rolling in their grave.
Nigga, Boosie is hot.
Fuck Boosie.
Nigga, Boosie was hot. Hey, man, we at 1 hour and 11 minutes. I have to go see a friend off. Do y'all have shout-outs?
Oh, shit. I'm gonna
start off, bro.
Shout-out to all the super cisgender, two straight, Boosie-ass niggas.
He talking about me.
Nah, I ain't talking about you ain't on Boosie level.
No, I'm not. Boosie. Hell no.
Yeah, if you on Boosie level, we had a private talk. Like, Boosie, bro, what you on, bro? Yeah, playing. Shout out to the niggas for being like super insecure with themselves. Shout out to, you know, it's fourth quarter. It's about to be winter. Shout out to all the niggas about to be in that transitional seasonal depression. It's gonna come
that's
to us.
That's real though.
And I'm going through right now. Yeah, shout out to them niggas, man. For real. Just shout out to everybody. You fucking lit.
Say hey, less. Man. Shout out to Mental Health Monday. Y'all know the vibes. Make sure y'all checking on your strong friends, especially like good brother Best Side said.
Don't check up on me. This, don't call me.
Okay. Make sure.
I mean, y'all can.
Say,
but
make,
like,
a,
not
make sure y'all check up on brother Best Side because you know Devin's not gonna do it.
I know the
fuck. Definitely. You already know. Shouts out to DC Athletics. Shout out to the Outrighteous Podcast, man. Y'all make sure y'all get y'all Don't Be a Dummy merch available in all stores. AKA, hit us up.
Yes, sir.
You already know the vibes. Tees, long sleeve tees, hoodies, crews. Whatever your heart desires.
We got condoms coming next. Don't Be a Dummy condoms. That's hard. Don't Be a Dummy on a condom wrapper. You don't think that's hard?
Bro, why are you telling the bee's knees, my nigga?
All right, real shit. Do y'all think that will work, though?
Hold on, Johnny. He likes it full circle. You telling all the capitalist shit we trying to do.
But do y'all think it will work, though?
Nigga, shut up and get in the pot, my nigga.
Yo, shouts out to all the people that's been rocking with us since day one. Fucking, I know we said some wild shit today that's probably going to come back on us in the next 10 years. That's okay. Shouts out to Sunbury Studios for housing us and our shenanigans. Shouts out to Misha. Shouts out to Misha/London for coming through with the camera work. looking like a motherfucking snack, Lundo. Shout out to the fucking people who have been rocking with us since day one. It is the Outrighteous Podcast. Johnny, can we hear from the choir?
Yeah.